بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So we continue our discussion with regards to the موانع التكفير, those things that if they are present in a specific individual, they will prohibit the ruling of disbelief from being applied to him specifically. And we discuss these affairs to gain an insight and understanding in our religion, and so that we can see clearly with regards to these affairs that many of the people in our times have been tried with, and so that we can protect our deen first and foremost, and that we can be upon insight and clarity with regards to these legislative rulings, and likewise so that we can help others to rectify their situation, and so that we can stay far away from oppressing the believers by declaring them to be disbelievers, and by declaring them to be corrupt and evil and wicked, or even innovators without right. And in doing this, we are in reality protecting our own deen, protecting our own souls from the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because from the worst of all sins is to speak about Allah without knowledge, and the ruling of at-takfir, and the ruling of at-tabdi', and the ruling of at-tafsiq. These are all legislative rulings to declare someone a disbeliever or an innovator or a corrupt and evil individual who has gone away from the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are all legislative rulings. They must be established upon knowledge and evidence, and they must be established with justice. They must be established with knowledge and evidence, not with ignorance and suspicion and doubt. And they must be established upon justice, not upon oppression and foolishness. So therefore, we see that also the people of knowledge, they have mentioned from those موانع التكفير الجهل والتأويل. الجهل والتأويل. Al-jahl is ignorance. Any person, he does not know the ruling. He does not have knowledge of the ruling. He has misunderstood the circumstance. And al-jahl is from the greatest means for an individual to be tried by a shubuhat. Likewise, a shahawat. But the shubuhat and the doubts and the misunderstandings and the misconceptions in understanding the evidences of the Quran and the Sunnah, many of them, they come from the aspect of ignorance. And likewise, that's also a reason for the people to make this ta'wil. And a ta'wil is a misinterpretation of the text. And what is referred to as a ta'wil is a tahrif. People making ta'wil of the text. And with the people of knowledge, the word ta'wil, it has more than one meaning. With the salaf, it meant a tafsir. But with the later generations, they would use the word ta'wil, and in reality, they are making a tahrif. They are distorting the evidences, and they are changing it from its apparent and obvious meaning and correct meaning. So a ta'wil, likewise, it comes from ignorance of the foundations and the usul of the deen. And the usul of Ahl Sunnah, with regards to dealing with the text of the Quran and of the Sunnah. So these are some of the prohibitors that could prohibit that ruling. The person is ignorant, he does not know the ruling, or he's ignorant of the reality of that text and what it means and what it requires and necessitates. Or he has understood it wrong and he has misinterpreted the text. And this is something that even though maybe a person will fall into disbelief in his statement or his creed, but it's because of a ta'wil. In reality, they are mu'awwilun. And the ulama of hadith, they have excused these people with this ta'wil. Those who have a ta'wil, even though it's facet and it's not correct, the ruling will not be hastily applied to them and the likes. So we see that it has been collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim, رحمهم الله تعالى, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, كان الرجل يسرف على نفسه فلما حضره الموت قال لبنيه, that there was a man who used to do much sinful deeds, and he had transgressed against his own soul with sins. كان رجل يسرف على نفسه, he used to do much sins, and whenever death came to him, he gathered his children, his sons, and he said to them, إذا أنا مت فأحرقوني ثم اطحنوني ثم ذروني في الريح, that if I die, or whenever I die, then burn me, then burn me and crush me into powder and throw me into the wind. Then crush me into powder and throw me into the wind. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ قَدَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ فَوَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ قَدَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ لَيُعَذِّبَنِي عَذَابًا مَا عَذَّبَهُ أَحَدًا. He said, I swear by Allah that if Allah was able to get to me, if Allah was able to get a hold of me, then verily He will punish me a punishment that He has not punished anyone ever before. فَلَمَّا مَاتَ فُعِلَ بِهِ ذَلِكَ. So whenever he died, that his command was executed, and that was done to him. And meaning his children, they did exactly as he asked. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْأَرْضَ فَقَالَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commanded the earth, and He said, اجْمَعِي مَا فِيكِ مِنْهُ فَفَعَلَتْ. Gather His particles and that which is from Him inside of you. And the earth did that. It did that. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَائِمٌ فَقَالَ. And then suddenly that His particles are back together and His body is back together and He's standing. And it said to Him, مَا حَمَلَكَ عَلَى مَا صَنَعْتَ. What is the reason that caused you to do what you did? قَالَ يَا رَبِّ. He said, Oh my Lord, خَشْيَتُكَ حَمَلَتْنِي. That he said, Oh my Lord, it is the fear I have of you, my fear of you that caused me to do that. فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He forgave him. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He forgave him. So we see in this narration that this individual, he has a misunderstanding with regards to the decree of Allah, with regards to the power and the ability of Allah. He has a misunderstanding with regards to the qudra of Allah. Although also it's clear from this narration that he believes in Allah, and he believes in the promise and the threat of Allah, and he believes in the resurrection. But he has a misunderstanding with regards to the qudra and the power and the ability of Allah Azza wa Jalla to do all things. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said about this narration, فَهَذَا الرَّجُلُ اعْتَقَدَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى جَمْعِهِ إِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ. So this man, he believes that Allah is not able to bring him back together if he were to do this to himself. أَوْ شَكَّ. Or he had doubt about that. Either he believed that, and he believed that with certainty, that if he burned himself into pieces, and then Allah will not be able to bring him back together. Either he believed that sincerely, or he had doubt about that. وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَبْعَثُهُ. And that he will not bring him back to life, and if he did this to his body. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَكُلٌّ مِّنْ هَذَيْنِ الْاِعْتِقَادَيْنِ كُفْرٌ. In both of these beliefs, whether he believed that Allah was not able to do that, or whether he had doubt that Allah, if Allah was able to do that, both of these beliefs, both of these creeds are disbelief. يَكْفُرُ مَنْ قَامَتْ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةِ. The one who the proof has reached him with regards to this, he will disbelieve if he had this belief after the evidence had come to him. He says, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ لَكِنَّهُ كَانَ يَجْهَلُ ذَلِكَ وَلَمْ يَبْلُغُهُ الْعِلْمُ بِمَا يَرُدُّهُ عَنْ جَهْلِهِ. But this person, he was ignorant of this, and the knowledge did not reach him that would take him from this ignorance or from this ignorant understanding. وَكَانَ عِنْدُهُ إِمَانٌ بِاللَّهِ وَبِأَمْرِهِ وَنَهِيهِ وَوَعْدِهِ وَوَعِيدِهِ. But at the same time, he had faith in Allah. He had iman in Allah and in His command and in His prohibition. And he knew that he had transgressed the limits, that Allah, He has commandments that he had transgressed, and also, or that he did not fulfill. And he knows that Allah has prohibitions. And this man, he was afraid of Allah Azza wa Jalla because of the sins that he had committed against his own soul. And he believed in his promise, and he believed in his threat. فَخَافَ مِنْ عِقَابِهِ فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِخَشَّتِهِ. And also he was afraid of the punishment of Allah, so Allah forgave him because of his fear. So Allah forgave him because of his fear. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, now he mentions a beautiful principle, and he says, فَمَنْ أَخْطَأَ فِي بَعْضِ مَسَائِلِ الْاِعْتِقَادِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ والعمل الصالح لم يكن أسوأ حالا من هذا الرجل. So somebody who made a mistake in the issues of creed from the people of Al-Iman, from the people who believe in Allah and believe in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they believe in the last day and they work righteous deeds, that he would not be in a worse situation than this man here. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ خَطَأَهُ. Therefore Allah will forgive his mistake. أَوْ يُعَذِّبُهُ. Or he will punish him. إِنْ كَانَ مِنْهُ تَفْرِيطٌ فِي اتِّبَاعِ الْحَقِّ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِينِهِ. Or Allah will punish him. So if Allah wills this person, he will be forgiven for his mistake, or Allah Azza wa Jal will punish him according to the amount of his negligence in following the truth and according to his deen. Meaning that a person will be forgiven, or his ignorance will be an excuse for him, so long as he was not negligent in seeking the truth. And the people who are upon ignorance in the affairs of creed, especially with regards to tawheed and shirk, if they have fallen into shirk, but this is because of ignorance and shubuhat and the likes, but they did not take the proper means that are required to learn the correct deen, they could still be held accountable. They could still be held accountable. This is what Shaykh al-Islam is indicating here, that these issues here that we're discussing, I mentioned them briefly again, as I said, in order for us to have some insight into these affairs and to know that the ruling of a takfir is a dangerous ruling, and that we should not hasten to apply these rulings to individuals, and that these are affairs that go back to the people of knowledge, and that there are many evidences in text and there are details when it comes to applying that ruling to a specific individual, So what is hoped from these lessons, that it would be an insight and a reminder and admonition for the believers that they will not hasten to apply the ruling of a takfir, and to just clarify that there are many great details in with regards to this issue, and there are many details that must be discussed and determined and clarified with regards to a specific individual. Therefore a believer will not hasten to declare his brother a disbeliever, nor to declare him an innovator, nor to declare him a corrupt and evil individual, without first making the effort to find these rulings and speak to the people of knowledge clearly about these situations, and move and proceed upon light. So Shaykh al-Islam, he said about this individual who makes a mistake in the affairs of creed, either Allah will forgive him for his mistake, or he will punish him according to his negligence in following the truth and according to his deen. He says, وَأَمَّا تَغْفِيرُ شَخْصٍ عُرِمَ إِيمَانُهُ بِمُجَرَّدِ الْغَلَطِ فِي ذَلِكَ فَعَظِيمٌ. But as for to declare a specific individual who his faith is known, it's known that he is a believer, it's known that he is a Muslim, because he just merely because of a mistake, then this is something that is major. And this has been mentioned in the book Al-Istiqamah by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. But likewise, from the beneficial statements of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and this issue, that which he has mentioned in his book Minhaj As-Sunnah An-Nabawiyyah, and he mentioned about At-Ta'wil and the excuse for the one who makes the misinterpretation of the book or of the evidences of the Quran and the Sunnah, and he makes a mistake with regards to that, that he should not be declared a disbeliever immediately, and the likes like this. So he says, and we read, رحمه الله تعالى أن المتأول الذي قصده متابعة الرسول لا يكفر. That the one who is متأول, the one who is interpreting the text to have a certain meaning, any meaning that he has misinterpreted the text. Maybe someone will deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, or they will resemble the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, or they will, for example, claim that the Quran is created. And this has occurred, and we have seen the examples of that. And this is from At-Ta'wil. They have misinterpreted the texts, and they have misunderstood the evidences, and they have interpreted them, and they have interpreted them in a manner that is not correct, and in a manner is contrary to that which is intended and that which is clear from the legislation and from the principles of the deen. But the one who is falling into this, he is not considered a disbeliever immediately. He's not considered a disbeliever immediately, an individual. an individual. So even if a person, and we have seen before, the people of knowledge, they will say to say the Quran is created is disbelief. Whoever says the Quran is created, he disbelieved. This is their statements, and those people who say the Quran is created, this is from an aspect of a ta'wil and a corrupt understanding, or those who deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal from the Asha'ira and the likes like that, they have misinterpreted the evidences in the text, and they have made ta'wil. And instead of saying that, for example, Allah, he has two hands according to his majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they say, no, he has two powers, or quwwatani, or ni'matani, two blessings. They say, bal yadahu mabsutatani. They say, oh, ni'matani, or quwwatani. This is a ta'wil al-fasid. They have misinterpreted the text. And in doing this, likewise, they have denied this attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal is disbelief. But the people of knowledge did not declare them to be disbelievers. Why? Because they are falling into this interpretation. They have the origin of faith with them, and they believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, but they have fallen into misguidance by misinterpreting the text. So Shaykh al-Islam, he says, إِنَّ الْمُتَأَوِّلَ الَّذِي قَصْدُهُ مُتَابَعَةُ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يُكَفَّرُ. The one who interprets the text or misinterprets the text, and his intention is to follow the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His intent is that he wants to follow the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he has misinterpreted the text, then he is not declared a disbeliever. Shaykh al-Islam, he says, بَلْ وَلَا يُفَسَّقْ. Rather, he is not also considered an evil individual. إِذَا اجْتَهَدَ فَأَخْطَأَ. If he was striving to reach the evidence and striving to reach the truth, and he made a mistake. And this is what the people of knowledge did mention, for example, some of the errors that have occurred from Ibn Hajr al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala, and likewise from An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, that whenever we read their books, we see that the origin is that they are upon the madhhab al-salaf, and that they are striving to aid the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to defend the sunnah and the proper creed of Ahl sunnah. But in certain circumstances, the scholars have noticed that they had fallen into ta'wil. But these are people, what has appeared from them is that they love Allah Azza wa Jal, and they love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they're striving to reach the truth, but they made a mistake in that issue. So therefore, they would not be declared disbelievers, nor would they be declared innovators or misguided individuals. Rather, the truth that they had achieved and they had clarified, alhamdulillah, then we will follow that and benefit from that. And as for those mistakes that they had, then the people of knowledge, they warn from them. He says, وَهَذَا مَشْهُورٌ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ فِي الْمَسَائِلِ الْعَمَلِيَّةِ وَأَمَّا مَسَائِلِ الْعَقَائِدِ فَكَثِيرٌ مِنَّ النَّاسِ كَفَّرَ الْمُخْطِئِينَ فِيهَا. He said, this is something that is well known with regards to the issues of the actions, any the actions of worship, that somebody who made a mistake, he will not be declared a disbeliever in the actions of worship. This is something that the majority of the people, they know. And this is clear. As for with regards to the affairs of creed, the many of the people declare those who make mistakes to be disbelievers. Many of the people have fallen into this issue of declaring those who make mistakes in creed to be disbelievers. Shaykh al-Islam, he says, وَهَذَا الْقَوْلُ لَا يُعْرَفُ عَنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ لَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. And that statement, or that position, and in declaring every individual who made a mistake in creed to be a disbeliever, he said, this is not known. This statement and this position is not known from anyone from the companions, nor from the tabi'een who follow them precisely. وَلَا أَنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Also, this is not known from any of the true imams of the Muslims. وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ فِي الْأَصْلِ مِنْ أَقْوَالِ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ. But in reality, this statement, and in declaring every individual who makes a mistake, whether it's from the affairs of the actions or from the affairs of the creed, to make every individual who makes a mistake or to declare him to be a disbeliever, in reality, this is its origin came from the statements of the people of innovation. Shaykh al-Islam, he says, الَّذِينَ يَبْتَدِعُونَ بِدْعَةً وَيُكَفِّرُونَ مَنْ خَلَفَهُمْ. And the people of innovation, what do they do? How did this foundation, where was it introduced from? This issue here, they're the ones who innovate innovations, and then they declare anyone who opposes their innovation to be a disbeliever. كَالْخَوَارِجِ وَالْمُعْتَزِلَ وَالْجَهْمِيَّةِ. Like the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah. ووقع ذلك في كثير من أتباع الأئمة. And also this has occurred in many of the followers of the Imams, يعني the four Imams, كبعض أصحاب مالك والشافعي وأحمد وغيرهم, like some of those who followed Imam Malik and Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad and other than them, رحمهم الله. يعني they followed them and they would follow them, and whoever disagreed with them, they would declare them to be disbelievers. Or if they didn't go that far, they would declare them to be innovators. Anybody who did not agree with what they were upon and from these affairs, then they were automatically either considered disbelievers or innovators or misguided individuals without looking into the reality of that individual specifically. Without looking into the reality of that individual specifically. He says, Rahimahullah, وَقَدْ يَسْلُكُونَ فِي التَّكْفِيرِ ذَلِكَ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُكَفِرُ أَهْلِ بِدْعَ مُطْلَقًا. And also there are people who follow that way with regards to declaring individuals disbelievers. Some of them, they would declare the people of innovation to be disbelievers, all of them. ثم يجعل كل من خرج عما هو عليه من أهل بدعة. And then he will make everybody who does not follow the way that he's upon from the people of innovation. And this is a misguided way. This is a misguided way. Everybody who does not follow the way that he's upon, then he's considered an innovator with this type of individual. He said, هذا بعينه قول الخوارج والمعتزلة والجهمية. He said, in reality, this is actually the statement precisely of the خوارج and the معتزلة and the جهمية. وهذا القول أيضا يوجد في طائفة من أصحاب الأئمة الأربعة. And this statement likewise is also found from some of those people who followed the four Imams. وليس هو قول الأئمة الأربعة. And it's not the statement nor position of the four Imams. ولا غيرهم. And not other than them. And not other than them. And he clarifying that not every person who falls into an error deserves that ruling specifically, the ruling of disbelief, or the ruling of innovation, or the warning of being corrupted and misguided. Because every individual has a certain reality and situation and circumstances that he's dealing with. So therefore, the ruling that is general is not applied to specific individuals without evidence and without clarification and detail. Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says about this, he says, وَلَيْسَ فِيهِمْ مَنْ كَفَّرَ كُلَّ مُبْتَدِئٍ. That there's from the Imams, none of them, from the Imams and not other than them, from the upright people of knowledge, from the Sunnah, none of them declared every single innovator to be a disbeliever. بَلْ الْمَنْقُولَاتِ الصَّحِيحَةُ الصَّرِيحَةُ عَنْهُمْ تُنَاقِدُ ذَلِكَ. But rather that which has been transmitted from them directly is contrary to that. Then he clarifies, رحمه الله, وَلَكِنْ قَدْ يُنْقَلُ عَنْ أَحَدِهِمْ أَنَّهُ كَفَّرَ مَنْ قَالَ بَعْضَ الأقوال ويكون مقصوده أن هذا القول كفر ليحذر. But something that has been transmitted from some of the Imams, or it might be mentioned a statement from one of these upright and righteous Imams, that they would say that whoever says this statement, then he has disbelieved. That it would أنه كفر من قال بعض الأقوال, that he would declare the one who says a specific or particular statement to be a disbeliever. But his intent, وَيَكُونُ مَقْصُودُهُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ كُفْرٌ. But what his intent is to clarify is that that statement is disbelief, لِيُحْذَرُ, so that the people will stay away from it and beware of it. And be cautious from it and not to fall into it. So they would say these statements like this. Whoever says that the Quran is created, disbelieved. They would say statements like this, but what they mean by that is that statement is disbelief, and that's a warning from others to not fall into that statement. As for applying that ruling directly to a specific individual, then those same people from the people of knowledge who made that statement, they have a different methodology in how to deal with a specific person. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he says, وَلَا يَلْزَمُ إِذَا كَانَ الْقَوْلُ كُفْرًا أَنْ يَكْفُرَ كُلُّ مَنْ قَالَهُ مَعَ الْجَهْرِ وَالتَّعْوِيلِ. وَلَا يَلْزَمُ إِذَا كَانَ الْقَوْلُ كُفْرًا. It does not necessitate that if a statement is disbelief, أَنْ يَكْفُرَ كُلُّ مَنْ قَالَهُ, that everyone who says it disbelieves, مَعَ الْجَهْرِ وَالتَّعْوِيلِ, and the ones who say it with ignorance, or they say it because they are making a false interpretation. And it does not necessitate that the fact that that statement is disbelief does not necessitate every single individual who says it to disbelieve, especially if he said it based upon ignorance or a false and misinterpretation. He says, رحمه الله تعالى, فَإِنَّ ثَبُوتَ الْكُفْرِ فِي حَقِّ الشَّخْصِ الْمُؤَيَّنِ كَثَبُوتِ الْوَعِيدِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ فِي حَقِّهِ. because to affirm and establish the ruling of disbelief upon a specific individual is similar to establishing the threat of the hellfire for a person specifically in the hereafter. وَذَلِكَ لَهُ شُرُوطٌ وَمَوَانِعُ كَمَا بَسَطْنَاهُ فِي مَوْضِئِهِ. And these issues, any declaring a specific individual a disbeliever, or to declare a specific individual from the people of the fire. ذَلِكَ لَهُ شُرُوطٌ وَمَوَانِعُ. Shaykh al-Islam, he says, rahimahullah, this issue here, it has conditions and prohibitors. It has shurut, conditions, وَمَوَانِعُ, and prohibitors. كَمَا بَسَطْنَاهُ فِي مَوْضِئِهِ. Just as we have clarified. Just as we have clarified in other works. So we see that these issues, they should be clear for us. That there's a difference between the statement that this action is disbelief, or that this statement is disbelief, or whenever the people of knowledge, they say, whoever does this, he has disbelieved, or whoever does that, he has disbelieved, or whoever says this statement, he has disbelieved. There's a difference between this description, describing the action or the statement to be disbelief, and actually applying that to a specific person, and actually applying that to a specific person. We read one more transmission, one more statement from the statements of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. This one is in Majmu' Fatawa, and he said, "Rahimahullah Taala, وَهَكَذَا الْأَقْوَالُ الَّتِي يَكْفُرُ قَائِلُهَا قَدْ يَكُونَ الرَّجُلُ لَمْ تَبْلُغْهُ النُّسُوسُ الْمُجِيبَةُ لِمَعْرِفَةِ الْحَقِّ." He said, "And likewise, these statements that the one who says them disbelieves, possibly a man, the evidence that necessitate this ruling." And understanding that necessitate this ruling and understanding this reality of the truth did not reach him. And it did not reach him. It did not reach him that clearly that what he is upon is disbelief. وَقَدْ تَكُونُ عِنْدَهُ وَلَمْ تَثْبُتْ عِنْدَهُ. But or possibly the rulings have reached him, or the text have reached him, but they're not affirmed or established with him. And he, maybe he doubted in the authenticity of the hadith, for example, so therefore he did not apply it. أَوْ لَمْ يَتَمَكَّ مِنْ فَهْمِهَا. Or they reached him, but he did not understand them properly. He was not able to understand them correctly. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ قَدْ عَرَضَتْ لَهُ شُبُهَاتٌ. Or possibly the evidence has reached him, but some misinterpretations or doubts with regards to those texts have been exposed to some doubts or misinterpretations because of this text. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ قَدْ عَرَضَتْ لَهُ شُبُهَاتٌ يَعْذُرُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا. And these shubuhat will be a means for Allah to excuse him. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So whoever is from the believers, مُجْتَهِدًا فِي طَالِبِ الْحَقِّ, and he is striving hard to seek the truth, وَأَخْطَأَ, and he made a mistake, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ لَهُ خَطَأَهُ كَائِنًا مَا كَانَ, that verily Allah will forgive him his mistake, whatever it may have been. سَوَاءً كَانَ فِي الْمَسَائِلِ النَّظَرِيَّةِ أَوْ الْعَمَلِيَّةِ. Regardless if it was with regards to the issues of creed or belief, or with regards to the issues of the actions. هَذَا الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is what the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon. وَجَمَاهِيرُ أَئِمَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ, and the great and vast majority of the imams of al-Islam. Of the imams of al-Islam. So therefore we see that we have to be cautious with regards to the issues of al-takfir. And first and foremost, we learn those things that invalidate the religion and that invalidate the shahada and that nullify al-Islam, in order for us to stay away from them and to be cautious from them, and for us to be aware of them and to be warned from them and to avoid them and stay away from them entirely. And likewise to help others. And if we see individuals who have fallen into some of these affairs, we will hasten to aid them and to help them remove them, and to help them away from them. If we see somebody who is a believer and we know him to be from the Muslims and he prays and the likes like that, and then we see him falling into statements or actions that are disbelief, clearly from the invalidators of al-Islam, we will strive to help him and aid him and to direct him and guide him and to bring the proof to him and to clarify the issue to him in order to help him from the fire. And if we were to leave him in that manner, then he died in that way, then his affair is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then his affair will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the believer, then we learn these issues to be upon clarity in our deen. And we will not hasten to apply these rulings to specific individuals. Rather, likewise, if we see individuals falling into these affairs, we will contact the people of knowledge and we will seek guidance and clarification and the likes. Sometimes there are some believers who have family members who are falling into these affairs. So before they hasten to declare them disbelievers, or before they hasten to declare them innovators, and before they hasten to declare them corrupt individuals, they should check with the people of knowledge, and they should make some effort to clarify these issues. Many of the people, they have been raised upon ignorance, and they have been raised upon blind following and the likes, and therefore a believer has to be cautious with regards to the affairs of at-takfir. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us all in beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.